I'm not the biggest Mean Girls fan. I know it's a very popular movie, but I mean, being like a almost a 400-pound bald man, I never really watched it.
What? So you've never seen it, or you've seen like a second
of it? I think I've seen like a second of it.
Well, then you can't say you're not a fan, because when you've seen the movie, it's impossible to not be a fan.
Regardless of your size, Joe, it's a great movie.
No, I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying I would like you to explain to me. You're saying, Alex has a question pretty much. It involves a personality trait, you know, of worrying about or caring what other people say about you. You said something happened to you over the weekend and it kind of felt like you were targeted by some mean girls. And I thought of the movie. So is that what we're talking about?
No, we're not talking about the movie. I'm just saying, like, I didn't say mean girls like in the movie. I'm saying there were girls that were being mean to me.
Okay, so then what happened?
So my very best friend is getting married, and we got together in Nashville for her bachelorette party over the weekend. And she is a really, really massive, close-knit family. And so, including her friends, she also had family members there. And it was like a group of like 15, 16 people. It was a really big group to like go out to bars and all that kind of stuff. So we got there on Friday night. We left on Sunday. And as soon as I got there, I started noticing that one of her cousins, which is a grown woman, she's like in her mid-30s, married with kids, was being super rude to me. And I am always very nice. I mean, I'm a nice person to everybody like that I meet. I'm never mean. I've never been a mean girl. Like, I've obviously had like girl fights and things like that growing up in high school and stuff. But I mean, as far as like straight up bullying people, I'm not like that. And I also hate confrontation. So for me, I started noticing that if I would say something, like this girl would roll her eyes at me, or she would be like, nobody gives a crap, like say that out loud.
Is there, not to cut it off, but is there one thing that you could, do you remember what you said where she just like, you caught her rolling her eyes at you? Do you remember what was said, or was it every statement you made?
It was pretty much every statement I said, but I remember at one point, one of the girls, one of her cousins had offered to do everybody's hair before we went out, and I said, do you mind doing two little French braid pigtails for me? And this girl goes, do you mind doing just two little French braid pigtails for me? And like mocked me, like saying like it's a bigger deal or whatever, like to have someone do your hair like that.
Are French braids hard compared to just, hey, put it
no,
in a ponytail?
It's not. This girl is a hairdresser. The girl that offered to do everybody's hair is a hairdresser.
Oh, so she can do it all.
So it's like, and she was offering to do everybody's makeup too. So she was doing multiple girls' makeup and hair, and all I asked for her to do was like a tiny little French braid thing in my hair. It
She's
wasn't
like,
a big
can
deal.
Can you French braid my hair?
And she was like acting like I was asking for the world. So she mocked me in that way, like, how could you ask for her to do that much? So I turned around and I said, did you just say something mean to me? And which was a big deal.
I was gonna say, you never confront.
I never do. And so I said, did you just say something mean? And they both go, no. And I said, it was her and another girl. And I said, somebody just made fun of me asking for so-and-so to do my hair. And they were like, well, yeah, because you're acting like it's not that big of a deal. And like, that's so much work. And I was just like, no, it isn't. Compared to what all the other girls were asking for, this, I know this sounds so stupid and juvenile, but it was. I was dealing with it and it was so juvenile. And I was like, compared to what everybody else is asking for, I'm not asking for hardly anything. And I don't know. I remember I said like, the new Taylor Swift is coming out tonight. And I was super excited. And someone said, nobody gives a crap. And like, somebody else was like, that's so mean. Oh my God. And you like giggled.
Oh my God, Becky.
Yeah, it was just like very childish. And this woman, like I said, is in her mid-30s with kids. And
maybe the Taylor Swift, I could see that, because I love you. You think I hate you, but you do talk a lot about Taylor Swift. Maybe she was, did you do that all night?
No.
Okay.
Here's the thing. So I barely talked the entire time because I am very self-conscious when I'm in a big group of women. I don't know what it is. I could be in a big group of guys, whatever, and I feel more confident. Like I can be funny and talkative and I'm not self-conscious and insecure. But when I'm around other girls, I so bad. Especially if it's like friends and stuff, or I'm trying to make friends, I want to be liked. And so I get really insecure. So I was really quiet the entire weekend, so much so that a bunch of the other girls were like, Alex, you're not even being like your loud, bubbly self. And I was like, I know, I just don't know a lot of people here and like whatever. Well, finally, one of the other girls, after a night of drinking, like at 3 in the morning, we all got in a big powwow, and I finally vented to my best friend, who's the one that's getting married, and then another girl. And I said, I just don't understand why so-and-so has been mean to me all weekend. I've been nothing but nice to her since I've known her. And I mean, I'm never around her. It's my best friend's cousin who I see maybe once a year, if that. And I've only been her friend for a couple years. So I am never around this woman for her to feel like she really knows me that well to say, I don't even like Alex. So I was just like, you know, it really bothers me. I know I shouldn't care what other people think, but I do, especially when someone has the chance to be around me, it bothers me. Here's the thing. I can compartmentalize, like, people not liking me and how I feel about it. So listeners, if a listener comments on our Facebook and says, I can't stand Alex, I wish she'd be fired, that doesn't bother me because they've never spoken to me in real life. They've never been around me. They don't know how I really am and know my heart. And, you know, who I am on the air is pretty much 95% of the time exactly who I am off the air. But I can be a lot more chill in person and, you know, and calm and stuff than I am on the air. Obviously, everything is, I'm a lot more enthusiastic and stuff on the air. So it doesn't really bother me when someone that doesn't know me says they don't like me. But it's when somebody has had the chance to get to know me and they don't like me. It bothers me so much. I mean, so many times over the weekend, I was walking away with tears in my eyes. Like, I don't understand why I'm being treated like this. And my best friend, the one that's getting married, was like, Alex, you know, you really just got to get over it. Like, you know, I'm so sorry she's acting like that, but it's just who she is. And you just got to not let it bother you. And so I said, but what if people caring about what other people think is something that you're born with and it's just part of your personality and you can't get over it? Because people tell me that all the time, and I'm like, but I can't. It really does hurt my heart, and it hurts my feelings, and I just want to know, are there people out there that, like, you really did for a long period of your life care what other people thought, and then did you actually change, or am I right that it's just a part of your of someone's, like, you know, personality that you can't change?
I think no matter what anybody says, I think it's all confidence. I think we, if you want to say born with it, I think we all, I almost would call it insecurity. Because sometimes I'm like, yeah, I don't care what people say. Then I hear one thing, I'm like, damn, is that true? Yeah. I hope it's not true. That really, what do you think, producer MYK? I mean, you seem like a really confident guy. Like, I never, maybe you're hurting on the inside. I never feel like anything bothers you. I might get you pissed.
I mean, yeah, we've all got feelings. Yeah. And it sucks that this girl is, you know, treating Alex like that without even, like, knowing who she really is, doesn't know anything about her, but I think we have some backup on line one.
All right, let's talk to Kathy on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think, Kathy?
Well, I think that it's very simple. You ask for forgiveness, not for permission. So you need to just, I had all this stuff in my head as you were talking, and now I can't think of a
Wait, I need to ask for forgiveness? I didn't do anything.
That's church. You need to go find Jesus.
Yeah. No, not like that. It's just you need to not let anybody... Okay, so I was at a wedding just this past weekend. The mother-in-law was a total pain in the ass for the last 4 years to me. Absolutely mean as hell to me. We were getting ready for the wedding, and she had said something to me, and I had had enough, and I stood up, and I said, you know what? F you.
Whoa.
And the whole... There were like 17 girls there. They all stood up and started clapping. And said,
so everybody has a problem with this woman, clearly.
You know? So you just need to stand up for yourself. You should have turned around and said, look, you have a problem with me? Let's take it outside. We'll discuss it outside in private.
That gives me anxiety.
Alex is a street fighter. May not end well, but I like the idea.
You don't have to fight the woman, but you don't have to back down to her. Her seeing you hover in the corner made her stronger, made her go after you even more. The more you back down, the more she went after you, I guarantee
it. I like
it.
That advice. I like that for the future. Do you think that I'm right, though, that it's just a part of my personality and I'm probably always going to care?
It is your personality. Okay. No, you're not always going to care because I have always been a very sensitive person. It's you let things happen to you and you deal with them and you either crawl in the corner and you cry about it or you stand your shit up and you say, look, this is not going to happen to me again.
Hey,
and you get stronger as you go.
Thank you, Kathy, for calling in this morning. 317-239-1009. We'll do a few calls in this, kind of see what you think, advice you give to Alex. Also, you got something? Tweet us right now, Joe and Alex Show.